to you, Miss Smith. Why are you lying on the ground? You didn't go into that greenhouse, did you?
The gas. The spray.
Oh, was there a spray falling in there? It's just water.
But I thought...
It's the irrigation system. Have you ever heard the saying, too smart for your own good?
Hey, what are you doing?
It looks like one of your soldier friends is coming. Well, get up. You don't want them to see you face down in the dirt, do you?
How could you do that?
Get up, I said. Nothing's hurt you.
Miss Smith, what happened? Here, you. What have you done to her?
Sergeant Benton, please.
Your journalist friend got herself locked in one of our buildings.
He told me there was poison gas in there, and then he trapped me inside.
Yes, just stay there, unless you want another.
It was only water. She was doused with water from the sprinklers.
Here,
that's...
My handkerchief is clean, miss. Here you are.
She went in against my directions. She got a good lesson in safety and obedience.
Save it for someone who works for you, mate. Let me help you up, Miss Smith.
My father and your brigadier will hear of this, soldier. What's your name?
My name is Sergeant Benton, and you'll find my commanding officer frowns on abusing women just as much as I do. Now get up if you want to have more trouble with me, or just lie there. Yes, I thought a bloke like you would stay down. Come along with me if you will, Miss Smith. I'll see you back to your room.
Yes, tell the Brigadier I finished reading the pathology reports. I'll brief him at unit.
Rum-tum, tiddly-bum, burr-rum-tum, midly.
Let's see about ordering a bottle of wine. Chateaubriand, or maybe a simple little Bordeaux.
Doctor? It's Benton.
Good grief. What's happened?
That bloke Dave Hylers is a beast is what's happened, Doctor.
Sarah Jane, let me help you. What happened? What did he do?
He tricked me. I thought I was locked in the greenhouse with phosphine liquid. I couldn't get out.
It was water. Hylers turned on the greenhouse sprinklers. I have to report into the brig, Doctor. I'm going to let him know about this.
All right. Thank you, Sergeant Benton. I'll look after Miss Smith. There's some house chocolates in the candy dish there. Take a few with you if you like.
Thank you, Doctor. I think I will. Miss Smith, please take care of yourself. I hope to see both of you later.
I should never have let you go off with him.
I wanted to go. He's a beast, Doctor.
You're trembling. It's all right now.
Don't let me go soft, Doctor. I want to be angry, not frightened. What's happened to my anger?
We could pack it in if you like. Leave now.
No, that's just what he wants. That's part of why he did it. Oh, they've rolled out the red carpet for us, but it was no coincidence that he joined our tour. He wants to chase us off. He wants to chase me off. Oh, I was a fool. He seemed so sincere. Oh!
Sarah?
Oh, I'm going to be sick!
Sarah? Are you all right?
I don't know what did that. It just came on me all of a sudden.
Here's water, my dear. Rinse out your mouth.
Thank you, Doctor.
Let me help you to the sofa.
No, I'm all right again. It's like it leaped out of me. Stomach went into reverse.
That may be the Brigadier. He's after those reports.
Just let me splash some water on my face. I'll be out in a minute.
What are you doing here?
I was wondering if I might speak to Miss Smith.
No, you may not speak to Miss Smith, nor to any other woman while I'm around. Go away.
Look, I came to apologize. Won't you give her these?
Royalty House chocolates? Are you too cheap to spring for flowers?
It's Saturday afternoon, and the local florist won't have anything made up until Monday. Please tell Miss Smith that I do humbly apologize. I wish I could speak with her.
She has no desire to speak with you, and I would deal with you in the way you deserve. Except I see by that splendid black eye you're wearing that somebody already has.
At least give her the candy and my message.
All right, then.
You won't want her forever. I'm no worse than you.
Ah! My hand!
Go on. Down. On your knees.
I can see she's not your daughter. Ah!
Now stay there and listen to me. Don't ever say that again about her.
You're You're gonna break my hand.
All right, on your face then. Into the closet with you. She is my colleague, my companion. We don't have that sort of relationship, but I cherish Sarah Jane Smith. And if you harm her or humiliate her again, I shall find you, and I shall make it right on her behalf. Do you understand me?
Yes, I understand.
That's good. Now stay away from her. Doctor? Who was at the door?
You look much better, my dear. Sit down and I'll make tea for you. There's an electric kettle here on the sideboard.
Thank you. I feel I've done nothing to help you.
I'm not sure what benefit you would gain leafing through medical reports. Shall I tell you about the suicides or the young boy?
Both.
Nothing on the suicides. Normal men, both of them. Morales spent one weekend here once, over a year ago. But not the other fellow. Neither one spoke of any tie to Royalty House apart from investment chatter.
And the little boy?
The acute cause of death in the child was heart failure. The coroner suspects, and I concur, that the lad was probably killed by an overdose of an antihistamine.
Do you mean cold medicine?
Yes, not an infrequent means of doing away with children, Sarah Jane. It's dispensed pretty freely, can be made to look accidental, and if it's sweetened enough, a child might take it unwittingly.
So all that the little boy suffered, all of that...
He was subjected to every form of violence and indignity a child can suffer. Yet in the end, he was killed by poison.
But his death isn't tied to this place, then, not as far as you know.
The pathologist has identified some items, cheap canvas trousers, and a sort of braided moccasin footwear. The lad may very well have been a resident of a village or city on the coast, or perhaps he was on holiday there when he was kidnapped, but he wasn't local. And there's more.
What?
He had suffered several broken bones prior to death, and there was an unusual pattern in their healing.
Was he left untreated, you mean?
Well, untreated for a time, and then apparently treated all at the same time.
That child lived with broken bones.
Yes, and then I suppose some schoolteacher may have noticed him in pain, or perhaps some neighbor or a relative. But there was some professional effort to set the bones. Even though they had been broken at different times, they were set all at the same time. Looks like he had one or two minor surgeries as well for orthopedic correction.
But if he's received medical treatment, there must be a record of him somewhere.
Yes, somewhere. Remember, he may have been killed years ago. He lived a life of being abused, beaten. Then somebody intervened to get him medical treatment. And then he was abused again and killed.
Yes, all right. So who came to the door?
Oh, David Hylas came to the door. I sent him away.
What on earth did he want?
He offered you an apology, and he left that box of chocolates for you. Exclusive line.
And you didn't give him a poke in the nose for me?
Let's just say I let him off with a very firm handshake.
How long have we been waiting here, Benton?
20 minutes, sir.
He's doing this on purpose.
Sit down, gentlemen.
No, thank you, Mr. Hylas. We are here to lodge a complaint against your son for his mistreatment of a young lady.
Do you have proof against David?
Don't you want to know what happened?
I know that your man there belted my son.
To get him away from a woman he had mistreated.
I didn't know that. I suppose a man of your caliber wouldn't be in here over nothing. You believe the girl's story, whatever she told you.
My sergeant here saw the girl in a state of near hysteria because your son... caused her to believe that she was locked in a greenhouse with nerve gas.
My son has his troubles, Brigadier. I promise you I'll talk to the boy. I want you to understand. I was a distant father to David. I did him a lot of damage in my climb to the top. I'll talk to him. But I must ask you to give him a chance. It's only been in the last year that I've really connected with him.
His behavior has been abominable.
And I give you my word, Brigadier. I will talk to him and make him sense what he's done. That's the best that I can do. If you take this story to the papers, you'll only succeed in damaging my son further, finishing the bad job that I began.
I have no intentions of going to the papers. I am coming to you, and if I ever catch him mistreating another woman, I will see to the matter then and there.
I appreciate and respect your concern for the young lady, and I appreciate your discretion in the matter. I will talk to David and try to instill a better sense of what's appropriate into him.
Very well, sir. Good day to you.
What's all this? Eating my chocolates?
Did you have a good rest, my dear? You look much better.
How many of those specialty pieces have you had?
Only two. I'm trying to sort them out.
And?
A certain lack of vividness in the bouquet of the chocolate. I'm not even sure any human beings would detect the difference.
What else?
Oh, powdery grit of lecithin. Lecithin assures a uniformity that even good conching can't guarantee.
And?
Too much cream. Bit overpowering. There's a slight lack of balance, a lack of texture because of the lightness of the cream. It dilutes the silky, heavier feel of the chocolate.
What are you searching for?
Just wondering if they made you sick earlier, that's all.
Being scared half out of my wits made me sick. Dave Hyler's is enough to turn the strongest stomach. But I'm hungry now. I feel fine.
I'll ring for dinner.
I'll take that box, thank you. After all, Dave Hyler's gave them to me.
All right, then. Don't spoil your appetite.
They're up there in that fringe of trees, sir. Men, digging by lantern light, I think.
What have they found now?
Brigadier Lethbridge Stewart, I'm Chief Inspector Lyons. We've uncovered 8 distinct bodies so far. We are assuming that we will find between 15 and 30, mostly young boys.
Here comes the pathologist. What have you found?
6. 6 boys, 2 girls so far. Not like the first. These bodies have decomposed.
Where were they buried?
Look around you. This whole wooded area. It's all a boneyard. All of it. There are bodies buried all through it. All children.
Benton, get the doctor out here.
Hello.
I need you out here.
What, right now? It's about 2 a.m., isn't it?
Yes. Do you know where the unit vehicles are parked?
Yes, far end of visitor parking area. Quite a distance from where I am.
Meet me there.
All right, give me 15 minutes.
Say nothing, Doctor. Not to anybody. Not to Miss Smith.
Look, what the devil is wrong? What happened?
I'll tell you when I see you, but I mean this. Not a word.
Well, I have to tell her that I'm leaving. At least leave a note for her. She'll be worried if she gets up in the morning and finds me gone.
Tell her I've sent you into town to work on a leak in the power station.
What leak?
Just tell her that.
Very well, I'll see you shortly. Thick-headed military thinking, all that crazy nonsense, stomping soldiers everywhere. Dear Sarah, Brigadier wants me to investigate a leak. See you in the morning. Oh no, she'll never see through that. Rum-tum, tiddly-yum. Rum-tum, tiddly-yum. Hi! Down then, on your face. Look, if you don't want people walking across the grass, you don't need to swing crowbars at them.
What are you waiting for? Get him! Get him before he breaks my arm!
Hi! Oh, so there are 2 of you, are there? Come on, have another go. Oh, no, you don't. Come back here. Wet grass. Well, I'll never catch them now.
What kept you?
This has kept me, Brigadier. Very nearly brained me, might I add.
You're joking. Somebody came at you with a crowbar?
Yes, somebody rather desperate to keep me from this rendezvous. I want you to send a soldier up to watch the door to my suite. Tell him not to disturb or frighten Sarah Jane, but I have a bad feeling about this place.
Oh, do you think so? Mr. Benton.
Yes, sir?
Get a man up to the main building to watch over the doctor's suite. He was attacked on his way over here. I want to assure that Miss Smith is kept safe.
Right, sir.
It's a good thing you're fast on your feet, Doctor. This would have killed you if it had landed.
It's a good thing the men who tried to brain me didn't know what they were about, Brigadier. Or they would have succeeded.
Hyler's has got the phones bugged, then.
Obviously. All right, why call me out here with such secrecy? What's happened?
Come on, I'll show you.
The chief inspector says they've identified remains of 22 distinct children so far, but there are more bones being unearthed on this hill.
All right, Benton. Have the men check the police perimeter. Look, if there are 30 children buried on that hill, then Britain is on the verge of a national calamity.
I hate to bring this up now, but what about the chocolates then? I originally came up here because of two suicides possibly linked to the chocolates produced here.
You came up here on a lark to get into the wine cellars of this place. Last I knew, you were just about convinced it was all coincidence. So what have you found? Any indications of tampering?
I can't lay my finger on anything, but I'm a lot more concerned than I was.
Why is that?
Something not right about a lot of it. Look, have you eaten any of the chocolates?
Maybe 8 to 10 pieces over the last 2 days. They're actually not very good.
Any vomiting? Any drowsiness?
No.
No effects at all?
You know, Benton's pretty keen on them. I think he's been through a couple of boxes. Mr. Benton.
Yes, sir?
The doctor has a few questions for you.
Yes, doctor. You've been eating the chocolates, Benton.
Yes, sir. About as much as I can hold. They're all free.
Any ill effects?
No, doctor.
Have you been ill at all since coming here?
No, doctor. I feel fine.
No tiredness, languor.
It would be perfectly natural for him to be tired. He's running the men.
But I haven't been tired, sir. Physically, I feel fine.
Physically? What about emotionally?
Oh, really, doctor? He's not our great Aunt Nancy.
I want to know. Well, I don't like this place, doctor. I mean, there's been the shock of the first body, and now this, all these deaths, and what that Dave Hylers did to Miss Smith, and the workers here, if you talk to them, the ones that came on staff from door-to-door sales, there's an oddness, almost a bizarre, well, culture here.
What sort of bizarre culture?
Some of them seem to think that Jack Hylers isn't just their boss, it's like he's their god, but I don't think my emotions have been unusual. I feel fine.
Sarah Jane, are you all right?
I'm fine. Just had breakfast delivered. Help yourself. Is that mud on your jacket?
It's after 10. You've been sleeping for 14 hours. Let me tell the soldier that it's all right.
Soldier? Is there a soldier outside the door? What's a soldier doing at my door?
We have to leave. Right away. Right now.
Whatever for? I've hardly looked into anything. I've got plans for today. Talk to the staff. Get the latest gossip. And find out some more about that Dave Hylers. There's something not right about him.
Sarah Jane, we cannot stay here. It may be dangerous.
Not with all the unit soldiers here. Say, why have you got mud and a grass stain on your jacket? And all over your shoes? What have you been doing?
Did you find out more about that poor little boy? Did he really come from the coast? Do you know where he came from on the coast?
I honestly cannot tell you. I've got orders to keep silent, but I will tell you that I was attacked last night. Two fellows with a crowbar tried to brain me.
Are you all right?
Yes, perfectly, but they got away and I didn't get a look at them.
But where did you go during the night? And I know it wasn't to check some ridiculous leak.
We have to leave.
I don't want to leave until I dig up some more information. You're right when you say there's something wrong about this place. I should have gotten right to it yesterday, but I won't let the opportunity pass today.
Look, I must get back to the lab at unit. I can't leave you here.
Are the unit soldiers still going to hang about?
Well, yes.
Then I can stay. They'll look out for me, especially if you put a word in the brig's ear.
It isn't safe. And how will you get back to London?
Oh, I can hire a car. Hey, where did you go? Did you go back up to the site where they found that poor boy? Have you figured out something?
I really cannot discuss it, Sarah Jane. There's a question of human dignity involved. An order of appropriate people being told matters before I can say anything.
All right, I won't ask any more.
And you'll leave with me?
No, I still want to do my digging. I'll be careful.
All right, Sarah, but I wish you would reconsider.
Doctor, you're not angry with me, are you?
What? Of course not.
Do you promise?
Sarah Jane, I'm never angry with you, even when I ought to be. So, I'll tweak your nose. There, what do you think of that?
Well, for that, I'll let you pour the coffee for us. I'm going to go get my sweater from my suitcase. I'll be right back.
Jack Hylers wants to see us. Wants a full report on what was found last night.
Come in. Better keep your voice down if you don't want Sarah to know about the new discoveries.
Hylers thinks it's time for Unit to bow out of the investigation. Says his chocolate house has nothing to do with those abused children, and it's really just a police matter. Wants Unit to stay focused on the two suicides and get out of here.
Will the police help us?
I don't know. First, we should go see Hylers himself, as he's demanded. We may be able to persuade him.
Good morning, Brigadier. Come for breakfast?
Well, I don't mind a bite to eat now I'm here.
And I'm going to have a good look round this place today, and I'm not leaving until tonight.
As you like. The doctor's going to leave you his car, aren't you, Doctor?
I am. Oh,
Well, yes, certainly.
Well, that's all right then. Let's have breakfast.
Mr. Hyler's will see you shortly, gentlemen.
Well, here we are. Hyler's likes to keep people waiting. 20 minutes last time.
If it's 20 minutes this time, we shall be very lucky. I want to look around.
Doctor, you're not going to search his desk. I absolutely forbid it. Come away from there.
I'm not going to search his desk, Brigadier. I'm going to search the wall behind his desk. Sounds solid enough.
Oh, really? As though he needed secret passages in a place like this.
Haven't you noticed that this room is far smaller in here than it appears from outside? There's a good 20 feet of clearance not accounted for.
There could be a maintenance room back there.
Not behind the executive office. Very solid to judge by the sound, but of course a good layer of batting in the wall should muffle any hollow echo.
Aha! What is it?
Shh! Yes, batting can't quite hide that. Something metal behind this wall, but very hollow, very like a sink.
Well, he may have a private washroom back there.
I wonder if there's a control panel in the desk. What's this, I wonder?
Just like a door.
It is a door. Let's take a look. You coming?
Yes, all right. Is it a passageway or a room?
Mr. Hyler, they're breaking through the wall.
Stop right there, both of you. Don't move.
Why does the founder of a chocolate factory carry a gun?
Mr. Hylers, you have drawn a gun upon a representative of the United Nations Intelligence Task Force. I insist that you put it away.
Come out of there, I said, and keep your hands where I can see them.
The rendition of the theme is by Prydonian Renegade, and you can view his remixes of the Doctor Who theme at whomix.trileet.net.